The work will include replacing the sidewalks on North Nordic Drive, Petersburg's Main Street, all the way from Eagles Roost Park down to Haugen Drive. It will also mean replacing the existing concrete road surface and drainage on Petersburg's Main Street from Petersburg Fisheries to Haugen Drive. Also in the plans is reconstruction of the sidewalks on Dolphin and Excel Streets between Harbor Way and First Street and redoing the road surfaces for those street segments. The Alaska Department of Transportation's Ruben Yost says the number of streets included in the project has been limited by funding.
When we started the project, the city identified first 9 or 10 or 11 and then narrowed it down to 7 priority streets, and then we started doing the environmental work on those 7 streets. Federal Highways said that since we didn't know how far the money would go, we could do all the preliminary work, both engineering costs, survey, environmental analysis on all 7 streets, but as soon as we realized how far the money would go, then the environmental document and the final design would cover just those streets.
Earlier on in the process, officials had hoped the money available for the project would be enough to include work on Harbor Way and a portion of 2nd Street, along with 1 block of Fram and Joa Streets. The state has in hand $4 million in federal funding for the improvements, and the city will contribute a 9% match, a little bit under $400,000. The state DOT is managing the work, although there's no state funding involved. Stephen Noble, the project manager with the consulting firm Dal HKM, hired by the state DOT, explained the need for the improvements.
A lot of the sidewalks just flat out don't meet the Americans with Disabilities Act criteria anymore. They've settled differentially. They don't slope the right direction. There's a lot of drainage and plumbing problems in the downtown area, both on the sidewalks and in the paved surface. The techniques that were used for the construction 30 years ago are different than the techniques that we would use today, and those surfaces need to be reconstructed and improved.
Local residents questioned Noble on why those sections of Main Street, Dolphin, and Excel were the focus of the work and not other nearby streets and sidewalks with potholes and cracking concrete. He said those streets were the city's top priority.
We've got limited funds. We felt, and I'm speaking for the city, or what has been communicated to me by the city, was that their highest priority was Nordic Drive. It's the part that's got the most impact on the city of Petersburg. They don't get a big earmark like this very often, and they want to get the main part of downtown repaired and fixed, and the greatest impact to the greatest number of people first. And then they were wanting to chip away at the cross streets that were in poor shape.
Local residents and business owners also were concerned about street closures affecting businesses and blocking tractor trailer access to 3 downtown fish processing companies. Don Thorstenson also questioned Noble about plans for parking.
So while you're doing all this, what is the plan to provide access to these places? And where are people that are going to park that work downtown?
Well, we can talk about that in a little bit, but it's the same things we've been talking about on the side, off to the side over there. We're gonna phase the construction. The contractor will have to provide a temporary traffic control plan for each phase of the project that he works on. We don't have all the project broken into phases and haven't figured out the construction phasing yet. That's still yet to be done.
Other residents were concerned about the timing of the work and hoped that street closures could happen outside of the busy summer salmon processing and tourist seasons and not conflict with the 2012 Little Norway Festival. The work could take 4 to 6 months or more. With a wintertime work stoppage expected, the bulk of the construction could happen in the fall of 2011 and in the spring of 2012. Noble noted that the contractor for the project will end up removing the existing brass inlays in the sidewalks and will not be reinstalling those inlays.
But we are going to try to do something that kind of keeps the same theme. And we're going to, the Arts Council also requested that those existing ones be picked up and stored somewhere or removed and preserved for future use.
Consultants still need to complete final design and get approval on the environmental review for the project. If they're able to leap those hurdles, the work could start up this year, possibly in August or September. It's not the only road reconstruction project on the horizon in Petersburg. The state is also planning for a $3.25 million project in 2013. That will involve reconstructing the roadway and sidewalks on Haugen Drive, along with the repair of the existing bike path and expanding that bike path past the airport to Sandy Beach. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.